Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good morning again.
And this is the Christina Luce Show. And just as we went into this break, we were talking in reference to the advisory committees and how they've gone Zoom, which is tremendous because, especially for the seniors, I mean, this has been a terrible, terrible situation in general for everybody in the country. But seniors, especially single seniors, they can't get out. They don't see somebody. They don't talk to anybody. I mean, those advisory meetings and coming to a senior center, it meant a lot to them. But now I know North Hempstead has classes online at the North Hempstead TV. So at least you can get some physical exercise. Otto and Christina were just talking about the advisory committees going on Zoom. And then we started talking just briefly in reference to the potential future of what? Like, what is the future? I mean, that's the conversation. The future has been thrown in front of us unintentionally.
I could visualize having an advisory committee meeting, maybe, and I don't have the technology up here right now, but maybe like there's like a closed circuit TV or something so that whoever's homebound could actually somehow Zoom in and participate.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, that's like the real, you know, that's what we've been talking about, because, you know, obviously we're all these things we're kind of moving towards right now, these virtual kind of programming. So yesterday we even had a meeting where we were talking about, you know, possibly trying to figure out what we could add to, you know, this virtual thing, because we want to just like keep it going, because like I said, we don't know how long this will be. So the social groups, we that meet at Parkville Library, have expressed interest in kind of doing the virtual thing. And then what a lot of seniors have been giving great feedback on is the town cable station, because what I think people like about that is, you know, a lot of people are going to use that more so than, you know, this kind of medium. So if it's some kind of pre-recorded thing that you can kind of just watch, we're trying to do that too. So, you know, we're kind of trying to do a push to have like some programming on the town station too, because people are, you know, enjoying that. So, you know, like, you know, what we can do is, you know, we touched upon is kind of learn and adapt new things from this really horrendous experience. You know, it's like, you know, and Otto was, it's, you know, just to see, and like, listen, I think it's wonderful. I'm looking at my phone now and seeing the numbers and positive kind of things that are going on with this situation. So it gives you hope, because, you know, there are some days where it's like, you just feel like it's too much, you know, this whole thing, you know, Otto and I were talking about it like offline. It's just, you have to do things. And this is what I want to point out too, because it's something that we've definitely struggled in my house with this. You know, I'm in a mother-daughter situation. So it's me and my husband downstairs. Upstairs are my parents and my brother. So now you have five people who all have like very different views on the current situation, you know, and how you handle it. And I've just, even my own friends, you know, and people I work with, everyone's kind of at different places in this whole thing, which makes it a little stressful. You know, even me and Jay, you know, he's a lot more cautious than me. When it comes to this, like the fear is really strong with Jay. So we're at like very different places in the whole thing. So it's like, it takes a lot on people, and you have to respect the fact that people do have different, are at different places. You know, like what Otto was saying, like, I mean, I've been going, you know, I do obviously all these technology things. I'm constantly on the phone with my friends, and you guys all know me because I'm a very social person. So this whole thing kind of rocked my world, because the idea of me not running up and being able to hug my friends is like wild, you know, like, and because my mom was even trying to explain today. She's like, you have to understand, Christina's like social at her core. So this is like a real shock to her system, you know? And, but like I said, so you have to do little things that work for you. I've been doing the social distance kind of visits. You know, my niece had a birthday party. And she was so, she just turned three and she's like my mini me. And she was just so excited because she thinks I'm just like a giant child, you know, to run around. And they have luckily have a gigantic backyard. So we're able to run around. And like at not one point was anyone near each other. So you felt comfortable, you know, so you walked away feeling like good. Like I'm glad I took this like baby step in, because that was like the first time I've like really been, you know, not just a drive-by talking on the street to someone kind of thing. But like I said, and I see in my neighborhood, I go for walks every day. I see tons of, you know, as Otto had said, like people hanging out in the driveway spaced out, you know, and then there's like decorations, which are just like the cutest thing ever. you got to do what you're comfortable doing. And like I said, no one has an answer, but like, I think, you know, that's what I was trying to say to Jay. You got to take kind of baby steps to dip your toe in the water and, you know, all safely, obviously, and following the rules. But that's just kind of my opinion on the whole thing.
We go to each one of my kids now. They used to come to us and sit in the backyard. So we go to them. It makes no difference. We sit in the backyard or mm-hmm. in the courtyard or whatever you call the thing. For one has a courtyard, the other two have backyards. And, you know, they stay whatever it is, 10 foot away or whatever. But I was at Megan's a couple of nights ago. She has two. She has Corey and Preston. Preston's going to be three and Corey's going to be five. And he keeps Papa John. Papa John. He calls me Papa John. And then all of a sudden, my wife wants nobody near me. And out of the blue, he just made a charge right in between my legs. His arms go around me. My wife is like, no, no. My daughter's screaming, get him away. Relax. He's not going to kill me.
I know. But,
and then my wife, she got nervous at first. Then she got jealous. You got a hug. She wanted a hug.
Like I said, it's, I get like, you know, and like, obviously I said, like, and that's like an issue actually, frankly, you know, Jay and I have had, because like I said, I'm way more as safe as I could be. I feel like I'll get to that place of comfort, like before he will get to that place of comfort, you know, and that's
right, everybody's going to be different.
The reality. And I get it. Like, you know, cause I said, I get his, you know, his worst fear is something like happening to me, which I told the whole family. I said, you're all screwed if something happens to me. But, you know, so it's, like I said, it's a weird thing. And that's what I always try and address on this show. And luckily we're fortunate to have kind of a place, because like I said, there's so many components to this whole thing on top of the fears, the food shortages, being alone, you know, and then just this mental game that it plays with you, you know, and takes on you is a lot. Like I said, there's some days that I'm just like crying all day long, and then other days I'm okay. You know, so it's just, like I said, you got to do what is good for you and focus on the hope and focus on these positive things that are happening. You know, it's Memorial Day this weekend. And it's, of course, weird for me because, as you guys know, it would have been some kind of like big bash with my family and friends at my house. So that for me is upsetting. Of course, I started to get very upset about it the other day thinking, because it's just been a tradition in my life for so many years. And there's kids running around, you know, my friends. It's such a... My dad's barbecuing. It's like such a tradition.
What about all the concerts you've missed, Christine?
Yes.
So that was my breakdown.
You're going to be able to buy a summer house with all the money you save.
That was actually my emotional breakdown. I guess it was last week. Because I read this article from Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. And it was a well-written article.
You know him, Otto, right?
And I was sobbing. It was really, because his point is, live music is my thing, and watching it on TV does not compare to live music at all. Like, you know, I can't, it's just not the same. I don't want a Zoom concert. I don't want any of this. I want it like live. So we'll see, you know, it's little by little. I get myself a little worked up sometimes, but I try.
But in theory, John pointed out, you probably saved a lot of money. I know we're spending less money because we're not eating out.
I'm spending a lot less money.
Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't realize how much guys I spent at TJ Maxx. I was laughing. I've saved. So, and I'm like, I still have to order things online because I told Jay, he was laughing at me because I did a Party City, like same day delivery, because I want American flag tablecloth. So sorry, I was like, you can't take all my joys away from me. I need to have these little kind of things. But the amount of money that you do save in this is kind of astronomical. But I also want to be aware, once this everything is back to normal, I'm throwing that all right out the window. chiming in.
You know where we saved, actually it's funny, but it's a positive. Food-wise is like, I
do dinners.
I'm not bragging. I have a very big pantry because I'm nuts. If I like something, I buy the case of it. So I have a case of artichokes and a case of this and a case of that. But then you don't pay attention. Everybody has an expiration date. So
yeah, you got to have inventory,
why do you
John.
Buy a case of it if we're not going to eat it for a year. So
you have to have like an inventory list.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
We don't have, but now because of this, we went through it and we've been eating the stuff like it's 2 months to go, which is fine.
Yeah.
So even like buying food, you know, like my kids get it for us, but it's really.
I know. I told Jay, I'm so less wasteful, frankly, in this whole thing because we're trying to like spread it out, you know, because no one wants to go to the super. None of us have been to a supermarket. We went like one time, like a couple of weeks, but we're really trying to avoid it. So it's like, and under normal circumstances, you know how many bags of lettuce like just rotted away in my fridge, like in the past?
You know, in my,
you know, like it's
in my past and my business world, I got involved with several large companies with smart kitchens of the future. And part of that had to do with things like refrigerators that would be smart refrigerators, where you would actually have an inventory automatically taken. They would use RFID technology, and they would actually be able to tell you, programmed ahead of time, what was short, what didn't you have in your refrigerator, what were the expiration dates, what should you get out of there. And I actually saw those kitchens demonstrated. I was involved
because
we were technology-wise involved with RFID and barcode. You know, so the technology is there, and somewhere along the line, the smart home thing is going to expand. Probably years from now, most of those kitchens will have that. You know, smart refrigerators and smart everything, really. You know, you'd be able to wave something across your pantry and know you have two boxes of Cheerios that are
outdated. That would come handy for me.
No, it's.
I like it. I'm into it.
I saw that years ago also someplace. I think it was Korean made, where, you know, it automatically goes to when you get three eggs.
Right.
The delivery knows you need, you know, a dozen eggs because you're timed for it versus buying a dozen eggs when you have a dozen in the refrigerator. I mean, the whole technology thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely. So listen, these are all, you have to look at the perks. And like I said, that's really the main goal of this is how we're going to kind of incorporate some really wonderful things in our life. So we are rapidly, I don't know if John just got kicked out. Does anyone see John? Do you still see John? He might've gotten lost. All right, so I'm going to wrap this up. So we will be back with Project Independence and You radio show. We'll continue the chats, upcoming events, and some really interesting things the town of North Hempstead is doing. So come back.